Good morning, everyone. I haven't been on here in ever so long. I haven't been on here, I think, a couple of months, I think. Because there's so much going on, and you know, I like to come here and kind of share with you first before I even try to encourage or inspire or, you know, ignite anyone's spiritual life. I like to kind of explain how my life has need ignition, because I am human like everyone else, and so I am not gonna sit here and pretend that my ignition and my light doesn't dim sometimes from time to time because of the cares of the world and life happens and the worries and struggles. But however, I always manage to, you know, reignite my spirituality and my spiritual life. And again, let me briefly explain for those who do not understand what I talk about from time to time or what my podcasts and blogs are about. It's about spiritual life, not about religion. Because as soon as you say spiritual, someone say, oh, what kind of religion are you? I am talking about your spirit. If you believe that there's a universal God, and you believe that God is a spirit, and you pray, or you sit in your car and hope for safety and protection to get to where you're going, and so you are speaking in some sense to a spiritual being, then that means there's a spirit within all of us, right? You cannot reach out to a spirit in a physical form, you have to reach out to a spirit in a spiritual form. So that makes it, that explains it for all of you who know what I do and what I talk about. I don't have to explain. I am going to go ahead and introduce myself for those who do not know me. I'm K Positive Record. I have changed my name sort of to bring awareness to actually who I am, and not to, most times I have people be like, oh, you're K-positive, oh, you're current record. Okay, I'm one and the same. I like K-positive because it's a name that was given to me from someone that I most respect, Connie Sabata. I remember I was going through a very difficult time, a couple of people here. When you do listen to this blog, I'm recording it right now, so you won't hear it. It's not live today. You will remember when I worked at a, I won't mention, but the name of the company for privacy and whatever else that companies like you to keep this whole thing hidden, like we don't work there, right? So I was going through a difficult time. I pulled myself through in an exceptional way. And my manager, Connie Sabata, she was like, oh my God, you're so positive. We should call you K-positive. And it was such a great time in my life, a transition time, a breakthrough time, a flowering time for me. And I grabbed the name and I ran. I said, I like it. And I took it. Yes, I receive it. I take it. And I'm keeping it. I will be K-positive for a long, long time. Maybe I will learn to be K-positive, period, and take everything else away. So I'm K-positive Record, your spiritual coach. I know you know there's a lot of life coach and business coach and whatever kind of coach. I am a spiritual coach. So, however, this morning I have some time. For the first time in many months, I have felt at peace again. I felt like I'm walking into my purpose. Amen. Somebody say amen. Because I believe that I am walking in my purpose. I believe that. Things had come back to me. Many things that I have lost along the way, and some I have never and didn't have before. But as you grow in your spirituality, you start to understand what peace is, what blessings are. Because you know the average person, blessings to them is like winning the lottery or money. And when you ask for blessing, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna get a sneakers box of money in your mailbox. It sometimes means that your life got extended. It sometimes means that opportunity comes your way. And amen for opportunities. Now, there are several things that could come in the form of an opportunity. And sometimes It doesn't appear, and it's wrapped. Presents are usually wrapped in some kind of paper or in a gift bag or something. You know, it's a gift. It's in a bag or it's wrapped, but you don't know what's in the gift. The important thing is to be able to unwrap the gift and accept it, appreciate it, and use it. Without that, it would just be a gift in a box, sitting down, and no one knows what is in it. Or if you have an idea what's in it, you're like, okay, I don't know what's in it. I think it maybe is a shoes. I think. So when opportunity comes your way today, open the gift and see what it is. Because if it comes to you, it's for a reason. I posted something on one of my pages. I don't remember what page. I have so many pages. And I did say, because I saw this somewhere else, that if a Goliath is placed in your life, it only means one thing, that you have a David somewhere to fight that Goliath. Goliath wouldn't be placed in your life unless you have a David, because the story doesn't go that David, Goliath killed David. It goes that David killed Goliath, right? So your Goliath will not be a giant man, as the good book says. Your Goliath today could be your coworkers. It could be your manager. It could be the circumstances. It could be your car not starting for you to get where you're going. But when your Goliath stand in your way, it looks simple after. It looks simple for me talking about it right now, because a moment ago when I said your car not starting, I'm like, how could that be a Goliath? Yes, it could. Yes, it could. It depending on where you're heading. If you're heading to an important appointment and your car don't start, believe you me, that's the major. It is the biggest thing. It's a Goliath in your driveway. You can't get out. You can't get to go where you're going. And this is important, that I get to where I'm going. So your circumstances and your Goliath could be anything. It could be your job. It could be the project that you're given today. It could be your losing your business. It could be your children becoming a pain in the butt. You know how that works. It could be your husband. But when you're facing your problem, they are Goliath. They look simple to us when you talk about it. It looks simple written down on paper. It looks simple to the average eye. But when you are facing it, it's your Goliath. And the only time a Goliath come in contact with you or stand in front of you is because spiritually you have a David within you. So this is where you need to remember that anytime a circumstance that seems beyond your control, that seems like it's such a big thing that I don't know, I'm going to just curl up and die from this. Just remember that somewhere deep within you is a little David with a slingshot. So we all know the story. So I hope you do. And if you don't, what I'm saying explains. So this morning I decided to do my half of a podcast because I don't have time to do the full podcast. I have started and I should say restart my new business with the best business, like I always say. And I am highly excited right now and motivated, and I am looking to, you know, proceed. And I always tell you that we pray, we prepare, and we proceed. That's my three P's. And I am forced into a position to do that myself. After teaching it, speaking about it, telling everyone, sharing, asking you to do it, now KP have been forced to do it myself. I have to pray. I have to prepare myself by educating myself, gaining the knowledge that I need, listening to people that have been down the road before. You know, my grandmother always say, if an alligator tell you that the fish is crying, believe him. He was at the bottom of the river. So in this case, I have to be listening to all the coaches and the people who have been there or stayed the course, because like I said, This is a business that I have been in before, and I didn't stay the course because of circumstances. So there's some people did, and now I have to listen to these people. So I would put myself in a position of a student, a coachable leader. I am a leader. Let me say it one more time, because I have to convince you and I have to convince myself. I am a leader. Three times. I am a leader, but I'm a coachable leader. The most attractive leader is a leader that is coachable. The most attractive person that you can see in your lifetime is a person with leading qualities that are still coachable. I mean, because for some unknown reason, a person could be coachable. And as soon as they find themselves in a position of empowerment or leadership, suddenly they decide, okay, I don't need to be coached now. I am a leader. But I tell you something, everyone, no matter who you are, and if you're hearing this at the sound of my voice, and I usually say, if you're hearing this through whatever device, believe this, that your most important trait that you need to not lose is to be coachable. That is important. So yes, I am trying to get myself prepared and get myself busy and learn what I can from who know more than I do, apply myself. And hey, circumstances, I could plan something and circumstances and Goliath gonna stand in my way. But I have a belief that Miracle do happens every day in our life, and we don't have to be Christians to believe in it. We have to know that the universe plays a role in our life, a major role, and that most of our life is already mandated. And most times we believe that we are doing the things that we are doing, but we are just another piece of the puzzle, or just a pawn in the chess game. So you have to understand that the circumstances that arises would have arisen, would have been there anyway, would have arised anyway. I mean, you can't necessarily change certain path. You can get there slow by walking slower. You can hurry up and get there faster. But when you get there, you have to deal with the obstacle that is there. You have to make sure that you're in the position to conquer, to defeat, to not be afraid, because there is faith and there is fear. And I always tell people that faith and fear walk hand in hand. And, you know, I used to, you know, speak this in religious gathering, and I always be like shoved back, like, how can you say fear and faith? Fear and faith don't go together. They walk hand in hand. It's your fear that defeats your faith every time. And it's your faith that defeats your fear. So you are equipped with both. And I don't care what you tell me and what you want to believe. You have fear within you. Fear, as the good book say, comes upon you. Come upon you mean it's there somewhere. It's not gone anywhere. It's always there. There's fear when you believe that you're going to succeed. Oh my God. Who have never experienced fear just about when you're going to be blessed, when something good is going to happen, something major? Sometimes you don't even know what it is, but you wake up and you're greedy with fear. You're like, oh God, I just don't know. I just have this feeling. It's your fear that is coming upon you, because your blessing is about to be increased. Something good is going to happen. You're about to make a breakthrough. You're about to see the light. The day is about to dawn, and your fear comes upon you, because the job, your fear only have one task, and that task is to derail you from whatever good there is. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm old enough to understand that sometimes your fear come upon you because you need to be aware of your circumstances or your surrounding. We understand that. And I will tell you this morning, that sometimes in those circumstances, your fear lays dormant. Your fear is more active when you're about to be blessed, or to be walking in your purpose, or to be getting that blessing you've been waiting for. That's when your fear activates to the highest level. It's ignited, it's blazing, it's coming at you like, oh no, oh no, oh no. You're going to be blessed. Because every time you receive a blessing, every time you receive something in your life that is important, every time you make a breakthrough, every time you walk into a specific purpose, because you have multiple purposes in life. You didn't born to live 90 years with one purpose. And people die, walk into your purpose. This is your purpose. Yes, this is one level of your purpose. So after this level of your purpose, then there's another level of your purpose, and they're all your purpose. So people have several stages in their life. People go through marriages and fail, and go through marriages again and fail, and then go to marriages and succeed. All those things were your purpose. They were mandated. You would have to do that. Oh, you shouldn't have. You should have seen it coming. No, you shouldn't have seen it coming, because without this experience, you wouldn't be able to enjoy the second experience or to even attempt the second experience, because what you gather from here is like a snowball rolling. It's picking up snow as it goes along. By the end of the hill, it's a big snowball, even though it started as a small one. People call it baggage. You can handle baggage several ways. You can have them overweight and pay for them, or you can have them organized and don't have to pay for them, because you pack your baggage with a certain amount of need, did, things. So you don't pack your baggage with things you don't need. So if you're going to have baggage if you live a long life. If you live for a certain amount of years, you're going to have baggage. You're going to have baggage that comes with you from jobs. You're going to have baggage that comes with you from relationships, from family, from sickness, from all kinds of things. And you pack them nicely. Pack them nicely. Leave what you don't need. But do not ignore your past nor your baggages. So, yeah, you fear, back to fear, quickly before I traveled away into some different area of my conversation. So your fear comes up in you most times when you're about to be blessed, and that fear like hits you in your gut like, oh boy, if I spend this money, am I going to be able to make it back? Am I going to be able to succeed at this business? That's when your fear creeps up on you like the worst time, and you start to feel like, oh no, I can't do this. You know, I want to make sure that I stay in my same corner. I'm comfortable here. I don't want to go outside. It's cold out there. Grab a coat and face your fears. Face your fears, because if you don't overcome your fears, I can guarantee you your fear is going to overcome you. And that's not a good thing. I mean, as we go back into, and I always bring myself back to the Bible, and as though I tell you that my podcast, my blogs, my preaching, my teaching, and although I'm an ordained minister and all this good stuff, I am equipped with some information, some knowledge. I do not talk about and preach religion on any of my podcasts and my blogs, because I believe that the law of the universe applies to everyone, whatever religion you are, and if you have no religion at all, it is okay. The laws of the universe applies. You get what you put in. If you do good, good come to you. You do bad, bad come to you. That is the law of the universe. That has nothing to do with any specific religion, regardless of what you were told. So, it's wrapping up like 18 minutes and 41 seconds into this blog. I didn't plan to do this so long, but however, I'm getting back to where I'm going to do my blogs every Monday morning. I still do Monday mornings, right? I'm not too bad with the Monday mornings. It's the Friday mornings that throw me, but I'm going to try to make sure that at least my Monday morning get done. So here, conquer your fears before your fears overcome you. Your fear fights your faith. So have your faith strong enough to override your fears. Step out in their purpose. If you believe there's a package under your door, left there by Amazon, open it and see what's in it. Don't miss an opportunity because you were just lazy to see. Don't miss an opportunity that would have cost you less than a cup of coffee per day. Don't miss anything that you believe that someone else have succeeded in, and you see someone else succeeded it. Don't miss an opportunity. Don't miss it all. You don't know what's there for you unless you try. And I can always appreciate a man that tried and failed, but I refuse to accept and, you know, acknowledge or even recognize a person who failed to try. I am your coach, K Positive. I'm going to wrap this up. You know how long-winded I get. And you know, I told you the story how I was always told that you talk too much, but I do talk for a living. So with that being said, today is Tuesday. I was about to say Monday. And I am going to go to the people's work again. And it's the Exodus. It's the time of Exodus. And you might wonder, Exodus? What are you exiting? It's a time when I'm going to exit one area of my life for another. And the Exodus doesn't happen overnight. Exodus does not happen in one brief moment. It's a transition. Your changes need to be made from within. When your changes are made from within, it brings life, new opportunity, new possibilities, and blessings. If you make your changes from outside, it is a final blow, and it's usually the end. So let's think about an egg. And I was done with my blog a while ago, but something tells me to continue with this little part of it here. So a little about the egg. If the chicken breaks the egg from within, it's alive. It's a chicken that comes out, peep, 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 peep. Yes. But if you break the egg from outside, you may as well just scramble the egg and eat it, because there's nothing you can do with it. It's not going to be a chicken. It's not going to be life. So those subtle change that's happened within you, those little flutter of hope that rise up within you from time to time, those little flutter of changes that you feel different. One morning you get up and you just feel different, energized, expectant. Something's good is going to happen today. Those are changes. Those are spiritual change. I don't know, you know, because I believe from time to time, each time I talk to new people who do not understand the teaching I have given prior, then I feel like I need to drop little nuggets in there for these people to understand when this, you know, podcast catch their ears, what I mean by spirituality and all that. So you wake up one morning and you feel excited. You pull the curtains and the light outside just shines brighter. And you go to the bathroom and you grab your toothbrush to brush your tooth, and toothpaste just tastes better in your mouth. The water runs warm first time in the tap, and you're like, okay. It's usually cold before it gets warm, but it's warm right away. You're having a good morning. Your coffee tastes so good. You get outside and your car parks nicely as soon as you turn the keys. And you said, this is a good day. That's a spiritual fire that is burning within you. You need to fan the fire. I mean, you might not know what I mean, but you need to blaze the fire. Keep it going. Fan the fire. Because that is right there where you're about to walk into a certain purpose in your life. You are about to tap into something. And what you have to make sure you do is not to let anyone kill that. Don't let the fire die. Because your spiritual ignition happens from time to time in your life. But sometimes, because we're not thinking spirituality, we're just thinking, oh, it's a good day, it's warm outside, the coffee tastes good. But we're not thinking that it's our spirit that got ignited. And every fire or anything that is ignited into a light of a burning fire or a light, it needs to be maintained. If it's a candle, the wind will blow it out. Trust me, you could have a nice candlelight and the wind will just and blow it out. And same thing applies to your spiritual life is lit. And you know, you people talking about, oh, I'm so lit. I'm lit right now. I'm litty lit. And you know, they take it lightly. But if you know that your spiritual light is lit and you feel it from within, then you need to work in it. You need to put your hands around it and guard that light to light the path in which you need to transition, because there's a transition right ahead. Most times we missed it. And during the course of the day, our spiritual fire goes out and it goes down and it goes out. The fireplace don't stay lit unless you keep putting a log in it and poking it with that poker stick. So I am going to go now, but just be mindful. Be listening to your spirit. Listen to your inner man. They call it an inner man, but I'm a woman. Why? I don't want to call it an inner man. But if you're a man, listen to your inner man. If you're a woman, listen to your inner woman. Be mindful and be expectant as a child. Don't be worried by the things that happens, because half the things that happens in your life, even the negative things, you really have no control over. You only have control over how you see them, how you perceive them, and how you deal with them. So just go through your day today with this feeling of knowing that you're listening to your inner man, you're listening to your spiritual messages that you're getting. And most of all, we struggle so much with interaction with humans, other humans than ourselves. We could be in a crowd and it would be the hardest thing to open our mouth and say, "Have a nice day," to everybody, or "Nice shirt" to one person. Now, my challenge to you today, and I'm going to post this to my business partners, to my group, my team. So my challenge to you today is to speak to two people that you don't know, two people you have never seen before, two people that you have no connection with, and you have no idea what to say to them. Don't present them with a business proposition. Just say to them, "Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?" That's it. You have to give them a question that they'll have to make an answer, so they have to respond to you. Do this today. If you get shut down by the first one, do the second one and check it off. And you tell me that you did that and you didn't feel better about doing it. Because you know what? The funniest thing is that whether they respond likely or they respond negatively, you feel better about doing it because you make an interaction. You make that connection. And the next time you see that person, they might just say hi. Because believe me, if they didn't respond to you, most times it's because they're introvert or they're shy or they feel bad about it. And then, "Boy, I wish I had said something back to that person." So the next time they see you, believe me, you will be remembered. They may not talk to you the second time and you still say hi again, because they don't forget that this person had said hi to me one time. I don't know why she did and I didn't answer. You are building. Building is a subtle thing. You have to build with the people you don't know. And in order to have them warm, you have to approach them cold. I don't care what you say. I know somebody's out there telling me about don't approach cold market. Yes, yes, yes. You approach them when they're cold and you warm them up. Warm them up. Have you ever extended your hand to someone and say, "Hello, how are you?" to shake your hands? And they look behind them and look all over the place like, "Oh my God." And then they have no choice because your hand is still there waiting to be shook. Yes, do that. Be brave. We're just people. Each person put their pants on the same way, one foot in, and stumbled if they don't have good balance. And the next foot in, they do the same thing we do. They eat, they drink, they taste, they use the toilet. They're just people. Now, my encouragement to you today is to meet two people, and I'm not talking about somebody you see every day, two people that you never met before. And before you go home, do this. Stop at a gas station, stop somewhere, and just meet two people you never met before. And don't talk to them about business. Just introduce yourself to them and say hi. And ask them, "Hi, how are you?" Share the brightest smile. And the person who do not have a smile is the person who needs it most. Go ahead and share that smile today. And that, "Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?" Practice that. You know, each time you pass someone, "Hi, how are you?" If you keep doing that, it becomes a natural thing. For me, it's natural. Sometimes I say, "Hi, how are you?" I look around and I didn't see nobody. I thought someone was there. Short. I said, "Hi, how are you?" That is what I do. So listen to me. I am going to step off this now because I did my half an hour and I will be cut off of my the podcast that I, the thing that I use for my pod. So thank you so much. Be blessed. Do something nice for someone. Be your brother's keeper. Say something to someone. Bye-bye. Ta-ta. Love you all. I am trying to make the 30 minutes. I love you all. Bye-bye. Ta-ta.